What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me. 10,000? 10,000 a day? Really? 10,000 a day? Is that not enough? Let's talk about it.
Are where they went. They caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And thank you everybody for joining me. So we are still talking about the chaos was happening on our southern border. We're still talking about it. And now you even have the liberal media. I played some clips last night and, you know, day before that, you even have the liberal media talking about the chaos and the all the animosity that's happening at the southern border. But why is it happening? Why is it still happening? Why is it so bad? Well, Title 42, again, is getting ready to end right here in the next couple of days. What, on the 11th? Right? On the 11th at midnight is going to end. So they're like all getting ready so they can just jet on in. But what's going to really happen? The Biden regime has actually opened up the floodgates. That's the reason why this is happening. Millions upon millions of people coming into the country. But they say it's different this time. They say it's different. You remember when all the people were up under the bridge and said, I forget the number. It was like a ridiculous amount of number. Ridiculous amount. And all those people up under the bridge, remember, they don't want that scene again, right? They don't want to have that repeat. So what they've been doing is that as soon as the people show up, they've just been putting on buses and shipping them off somewhere into the country. The question is where are they going? Where are they sending them to? Why are they not even just taking them back? Maybe because Mayorkas said, don't detain them, take them where they want to go. Really? And who's paying for that? The NGOs have been pouring millions of dollars into this, and there's a reason why they're doing this, because they want to cripple the United States of America. Please do me a favor. Listen to that, favor. Please do me a favor. Hit the share button. Hit the share button on this. Please hit the share button. No matter how you are watching this, share this video. Please share this video. Okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. This first one I want to show you, they show all these people coming into the country, and of course, they're just putting them on buses. You can go ahead and do a split screen for me there. And you can see, right, this is drone footage, not my drone footage. This is just drone footage that they have of these all these people coming in. It's just one section, one small part of all the people that's coming in. My question is who's giving them the memo? Because you know what? There's people here in the United States of America don't have a clue that this is even going on. Like, Will, how could that be even possible? How could they not know that this is happening? Well, a lot of people don't even want to recognize this happening. And a lot of people want to stay away from it. A lot of people go like, well, I don't want to be involved. I don't want to know about it. But this, what you see on the screen, is more likely going to come to your neck of the woods. It's going to come to your hometown. It's only a matter of time. You can't tell me millions upon millions of people coming into the country and it's just all going, what, they're going to go to California? California don't want them, right? They want to push them to red states. And most of the people watch my videos, they live in red states or they have a you know, a red mentality, if you know what I mean. Conservative, Christian, love freedom. But listen to this.
But here's the fact. 7 million people have crossed that border illegally since Joe Biden took office. There's been over 100 folks that have been on the terrorist watch list that have been apprehended. There is record fentanyl seizures, record fentanyl deaths in this country because Joe Biden has opened the border and said, come on in. And it is an absolute disgrace.
Yeah. I mean, what else has he done? I mean, he didn't get on a microphone or get on social media. He never does. It's always an intern and say, oh, the border's open. Come on in. He doesn't have to do that. He prevented President Trump's border wall from being publicized. Right? That's what happened here. Okay. Can y'all do me a favor? Can y'all hit the share button for me? I see 56 shares on Facebook right now. Hit the share button for me. You hitting the share button will actually help with the algorithms because, you know, Facebook especially. Oh, my goodness. YouTube, you have to hit the thumbs up for the algorithm. But I don't even know what they've done on YouTube. But anyways, let's move on. And you were on Rumble, too. We're on Rumble, too. Now, they're saying that 10,000 a day are coming into the country as of right now, 10,000 a day. What does that look like? 10,000 a day. Where are all these people coming from, right? They're coming from all over. And it's not just Mexico. It's not just from there. These people are coming from South America. They're coming from overseas, everywhere on the planet. They're coming in 10,000. Out of 10,000 people a day, how many you think of them are actually terrorists, right? Because they've been catching terrorists coming across the southern border. Look at this one where you have MSDNC actually talking about 10,000, but they say this is different. They bring up all the people that were under the bridge, but they, this case, they bring up, they say, this is different. This is different. Really? This is different? Listen to this.
Next week, they're already at capacity in their shelters here in these processing centers, but it's expected to get far beyond that. In fact, we have heard estimates north of 10,000 migrants crossing per day. But some things have changed in recent years. For example, this area behind me has seen thousands of migrants crossing over the Rio Grande every day. The kind of numbers that would have led to those masses that we saw under the bridge in Del Rio, Texas, just 2 years ago. But now they're getting them out quickly. Buses and buses keep coming by here, taking migrants away.
Bus after bus after bus after bus. Who's paying for that? Who's paying for that?
We are.
Where are they going? Where are they going? Is no one having an issue with this? Is no one disturbed by this?
Man, I'm sick about it. I'm sick. You know, I told you today. I said, man, this is starting to really upset me. You know, looking at all the footage, you know, you had your friend Anthony Aguero on earlier today on another show.
On LFA.
Man, I mean, it's crazy. It's so overwhelming. You're almost speechless, right? There's crime going on. Businesses are being affected. Feces everywhere. Drugs happening. He said prostitution is happening. I mean, and it's going to just get worse. And my thing is only 1,500 troops down there. I know they're just going to be paper pushers, but we need our army down there. Will, you said it before that I probably can't say it on here, but we need to take a more
aggressive
Well, stance.
But like I said, I think
we need to handle this as an invasion.
I think that's part of the reason why they're sending the military there to prevent Americans. This is just my personal opinion on it. Now, I'm not saying that they're not going to be there to make sure that these people are expedited. Maybe that's the case. They're putting them there to make sure they're expedited to come in a lot quicker. Right. Or maybe, just maybe, they're expecting something else to happen. Another invasion from another country, per se. You know, maybe
China.
I don't know. Maybe
Russia.
I don't know. I'm just speculating here. I mean, why would they send them down there? Right. They should actually be sending more down there to shut it down. And they're saying that they're going down there to do nothing. Then why even send them to do nothing? That's what I don't understand. To do nothing. We're going to send them there. They're not going to do anything. They're just going to be sitting there twiddling their thumbs. They're going to be doing this all day long. Really? That's a waste of taxpayer dollars, because we're paying for that. We're straight up paying for that. And it's never going to end. As long as the Biden regime and as long as the Democrats want to undermine this nation and destroy it, it's never going to end. And you have people in tech companies just helping the Democrats destroy the country, which is mind blowing to me. Don't they live in the country too? But see, it's all about a global agenda. It's all about the global agenda. And that's the reason why the border is open. And that's the reason why it's happening. All right. Do me a favor. Again, hit the share button. No matter how you are watching this.
Hey, Will, somebody said they love your shirt.
Oh, really?
Brand new shirt.
Yeah.
Hot off the presses.
I like it today. Because it's simple. It's straight to the point. Jesus saves. If you want to support me, it's on my website. UniteAmericaFirst.com. It's on my website. And if you want to get a discount, 10% off, use UAF10. Discount code UAF10. You get 10% off. That's if you want to support me, you want to get one of the, I like the simplicity of it, right? It's just straightforward. Jesus saves. I like it. Okay, let's go to this next clip. This one is about Joe Biden, of course. And I think this is probably part of the reason why they're like really penalizing my Facebook page, because I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? I have 425,000 people on my Facebook page, and they won't even allow a half of a percent to get a notification. They won't even allow it. I'm like, what did I do? I mean, I haven't done anything wrong. All I've done is reported on it. And then when that's my opinion, I make sure people know it's my opinion. But I should be able to voice my opinion. You don't have to believe my opinion. It's just my opinion. The reason why a lot of people believe my opinion, because my opinion lines up with theirs. And like, you can't make this stuff up. Just like the Biden crime family. Joe Biden committing these crimes, and the DOJ and the FBI was completely aware of it. And yet they did nothing about it. And last night I made the mistake and said, yeah, Joe Biden being VP in 2019, it was before 2019, you know, because President Trump was became president in 2016. So that's even worse. Joe Biden was VP from 2008 to 2016, and they knew that he was committing these crimes during that period. They knew. That's even worse, right? That's even worse. So, and they did nothing about it. They knew about it before going into the 2016, and they did nothing about it. And then he had all these highly classified documents in his home and various places, along with Chinatown, right? But listen to this, because they have documents on it, and now they're trying to act like, I'm just waiting for the FBI to go say, nope, we don't have the document. But Congress has requested the document. Do you think the FBI is going to release it? Because Congress has that, and they answer to Congress, to my understanding. Are they going to release the document to them?
Senator, how will they hide the president and shield him now?
Well, listen, what needs to happen is there needs to be no hiding. And that's why the subpoena is so important. The whole public, the American people, need to see this document. We need to see exactly what the allegations are. We need to see what the evidence is. And you're exactly right. Democrats in the media have covered for this president over and over and over again, to the tune of even interfering in an election. Let's not forget that Twitter and the other big tech companies censored stories about Hunter's laptop to try and change the outcome of an election. We need to know what the truth is, and we need to get it right now.
We need to know what the truth is, right? Because the FBI went to Twitter and was blocking the Hunter Biden laptop information. Why would they do that? And then if the FBI and the DOJ knew all about this before it came out, why would they hide that? Oh, because it's possible that the FBI, the DOJ, they answer to only the Democrat Party and not to Congress. But just the Democrat Party, they're doing their bidding. They're doing everything to protect Joe Biden. What is it? When did the federal government become so corrupt? And when I was little, we always used to say, if a politician's mouth is moving, they're basically lying. No matter who the politician was, if their mouth is moving, they're lying. But the corruption has just gotten so bad. And we're seeing, it's almost like we're going to see the downfall of the United States of America. That's why I'm always constantly asking people to constantly help me, support me, to continue to bring information to combat this. I don't know how else to fight this. I'm not going to go out and start being and do physical harm to people, because that's not the answer. All they'll do is just, oh, we're going to lock you up. I want to be free, remain free, so I can engage in this battle, because it is a spiritual battle. This battle is really happening. So I want to make sure that I'm still around and still available to do this. And I need your help. So I'm hoping, I'm praying that God puts it on your heart to support me to continue. Help me to continue. Now, of course, we get Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz chimes in on all of this. And, you know, let me say this real quick before we go on. Ted Cruz, you remember when Ted Cruz made a mistake and then he had to go on Tucker Carlson and reveal, you know, and redeem himself, and even Tucker Carlson still held him to the fire? And I said, it's going to work out to our benefit that happened. And he made a mistake. But I said, it's going to work out to our benefit. And what I meant was, is that ever since then, Ted Cruz has been coming out hitting hard. And I was right. He's been coming out hitting hard. I saw it happen. Because if Ted Cruz were like, oh, yeah, I did screw up, he would have never gone on Tucker. He would have never done it. He would have stayed from Tucker and just stick to his guns about it. But he didn't. He went on Tucker because he knew he was wrong, and that worked out in our benefit. Here's another example right here where he's actually rising to the occasion and wanted to get down to the truth of all of this.
It absolutely would. In fact, it doesn't have to be a high crime or misdemeanor because the Constitution specifies that impeachment lies for treason, bribery, or other high crimes or misdemeanors. Bribery is explicitly noted in the Constitution. And I got to say, the evidence, not only against Hunter Biden, but the evidence against Joe Biden being complicit and profiting from this corruption is growing and growing and growing.
Wow. So you have members of Congress talking about the corruption is growing. The evidence of the corruption of the Biden crime family is growing. So they're finding more and more every day about the corruption that took place. And it's probably taking place. Because if you ask me, Joe Biden, China Joe. He's compromised.
100%.
If you ask me, he's compromised. If this was anybody else, let's just say this was President Trump. Oh my goodness. Let me say, President Trump is compromised. We can't allow him to be there any longer. They would have said, this would have been, you know what? Rightfully so. This would have been actually grounds for impeachment. If President Trump was doing the same thing, had been doing the same thing that Joe Biden's been doing, I would agree. It's grounds for impeachment. But see, in this case, Joe Biden, he's a Democrat. He can do it. And they look the other way. He can do it. And the FBI and the DOJ will protect him.
And you know what, Will? The information is coming from all different places, right? It's like here and there and here and there. I mean, it's not like one woman that allegedly says I was raped. Like they're doing to Trump. That's
absolutely absurd, right? Another one right now. And I'm like, really, really? President Trump. Okay, before he was President Trump, and I just always refer to him as President Trump. President Trump, he was around models. He had part of his business was, you know, these high-end profile models. Wasn't Melania Trump a model at one point? Right? Yes. She was a model at one point. So he was around all these models. And then you get these women, and I think they're probably paid actors, to come out and try to say that, oh my goodness, he did this to me, he did that to me. And President Trump, this new one, this latest one, it wasn't even required for President Trump to be there at the court. But he said, I'm going anyways. I want her to see me while she's lying.
And you know what? You have to ask, why does this stuff come out only before the election? Right? I mean, it's been quiet for two years.
You remember me saying that earlier, don't you?
Nobody said anything. But this right here, On the Biden family, it's been going on for years. It's been questioned. And of course, they've been doing damage control.
Yeah. How many women was it in 2016, 2015, going into 2016? How many women was it? It was actually 2016, you know, going up to it.
Well,
how many
said women? 23.
I think it was like
remember.
21, 23 women. I'm pretty sure someone can leave me a comment on Rumble, Facebook, and YouTube. Leave me a comment there. What do y'all think? How many was it? Was it 21? Was 17, 18? 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 23. I mean, might as well go ahead and say 48, 45, right? Let's say 45. How many was it? I don't remember. All I remember was like all of these women. And
now
I'm like,
they're gone.
So right after the election, they all poof and they're gone, right? None of them say anything else after the election. Okay, it's like, I guess, okay, he won. It didn't work. So now, again, we're getting ready going to the 2024.
And the polls are coming out.
And now we got another woman. And supposedly they have four now. So the number is growing in that. It's the same tactics over and over and over and over again. It's the same tactics that the Democrats used 2016. They did it before then. But it's the same tactic that they used in 2016 to say President Trump raped all these women. And then they come out right before the election. And now we're going to 2024. Now they're starting to get more women to come out again saying he raped them. And you know what? People are so easily manipulated. They completely forget the whole fact that they did this in 2016. People don't remember stuff from last week, especially if they're Democrats, liberals, progressives. They don't remember anything unless it's like, oh, it's
Russia,
you
Russia,
remember
Russia.
That. And they still believe that President Trump was guilty when it comes to Russia, even after the Mueller report. They only remember the lies, but when it comes to the truth, they don't remember it. They don't even remember growing up and recognizes the difference between a girl and a boy. How do you expect them to recognize anything else? Look what's happening to them. Look at their mindset today. Look at the way they think. Oh my goodness. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Now, the whistleblower. Remember, we've been talking about this whistleblower with the FBI, the DOJ. And I'm just wondering, are they going to bury the whistleblower? I mean, it's just a valid question. I don't know. Why wouldn't they try to? Why wouldn't they try to? I would at least expect them to try to. I'm just saying, I hope they don't. But, you know, because they're protecting Joe Biden and, you know, and how Chucky Ducky Schumer says, you know, and nothing's off the table. So why would they not want to bury this whistleblower? Look at this clip here where they're actually talking about the whistleblower.
And what we have to look at is what we already know, and it is that the Bidens did probably five different deals with the Chinese and the Chinese Communist Party, $31 million. We know that a Chinese energy exec bought an $80,000 diamond ring that was given to Hunter. We know that President Biden said he never discussed any of these deals with his brother or with Hunter, but there's photographic evidence that shows that they were together at some point. So what you have to say is, all right, we're getting all of these whistleblowers, whether it's a DOJ, whether it's IRS. It is time for some transparency and some accountability around the Biden family.
Yes. It's time, but you know what? There needs to be some transparency and accountability when it comes to the FBI and the DOJ. It needs to be there as well, because if there's not any accountability, they're going to continue to protect the Biden crime family. You actually have a federal organization protecting criminals. Make it make sense.
Biden Incorporated, the money that they have received through these deals, where that money has gone, who has benefited from that. And indeed, did the President and Mrs. Biden benefit from these exchanges of money? You know, when you've got the bank records and you can see where that money is coming from and who it's going to, indeed, it deserves more transparency, more accountability, and further investigation.
Yeah, Senator, exactly.
I mean, they have the goods to prompt investigating. The problem is, you know, you and I both know, DOJ, FBI, instead of opening up investigations, they're trying to suppress the evidence. It's crazy to me. That's where we're at. And you know what? You know, now you have Matt Gaetz and AOC actually working together to create a bill where people in Congress cannot benefit from their position in Congress, meaning they can't buy stocks, and they want to extend it to their family. And I was just thinking, you know what? Biden has been in D.C. for so long where it's just become normal practice to use your position of power in order to make money and to make deals. And to me, I almost feel like he doesn't think he did anything wrong.
He doesn't.
Because it's been the way of business in Washington for so long.
That is just it. Democrats, they don't think that they're wrong about anything. They're not wrong about anything. Even when they don't know anything. What's a woman? They don't, they're not wrong. And then they go, well, that's your truth. And you'd be like, no, there's only one truth. No. Your truth may be different than my truth. It's like that's the most ignorant statement that I've ever heard. 2 + 2 will always equal 4, no matter how you feel about it. And they go, no. I had one lady go, well, what if there's a decimal? I'm like, what? It's still going to be 4. It's still going to be 4. If you put the decimal in, 2.0 plus 2.0 is going to be 4.0. It's still going to be 4. No matter how they try to flip it, rub it down, whatever it is, it's going to be the same. Okay, let me tell everybody something. So I'm looking on Rumble right now. I see we have 43 thumbs up. How many do we have on YouTube? And I'm going to look at some of these comments.
We have 34 likes on YouTube.
34. So we got 43. Come on, YouTube. Y'all can beat Rumble unless Rumble, unless they start doing it. How many shares do we have on Facebook? Let me look at Facebook.
135.
And that says 137. So it's like if you look at the ratio between the Facebook and my Rumble and my YouTube channel, I think we need 200 to match up what YouTube and Rumble is doing. And Rumble, come on. Let's see. I just want to see who's going to beat it. I just want to see who's going to win. Okay. Shannon, I have to tell you something. I went on a date. And this person told me that I was almost going to get lucky. All right. She told me I was going to almost get lucky. I'm role playing here. Okay. For everybody. Okay. I'm just role playing here. This is going to be clear. Let me be clear. I'm just role playing here. Okay. So I went on a date and I thought I was going to get lucky, but I didn't get lucky. You know why I didn't get lucky, Shannon?
Why is that?
Because I have a gas stove. I have a gas stove. Let me show you the person that I went on a date with. I didn't know if she was a liberal. I didn't know.
I mean, I know have gas.
I thought we were just going out there.
The gas stove. That's the big turnoff. Stove.
Not the gas, for the ozone, but the gas stove. I didn't know she was a liberal. Role playing again. I didn't know she was a liberal. You know, we're just getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it, right? So listen to what she said.
I almost got laid last night. Went back to his apartment only to find out he had a gas stove. Way to cock block yourself, dude.
If you ask me, he's the one that got saved.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. He was like, oh my goodness, thank you. No STDs for me. Look, I mean, really? I mean, the nerve, right? I mean, my question is, why would she even go on there and do a video talking about that? Like, she's going to open her legs for, a complete stranger, right? Basically, complete stranger. And she didn't do it because he had a gas stove.
Look real.
Is that all it takes? So but I encourage every conservative man, if all it takes for you to get away from crazy, install a gas stove if you don't have one.
Right.
I mean, really, that'd help out a lot. Because these progressives are crazy. I mean,
you see, though, our society has become so trivial. Like, the one thing, first of all, why would you sleep with somebody on the first date? I don't get it. But anyways, but it's so trivial to the fact that you, instead of going, does he have a good job? Does he know what a woman is? Is he a God-fearing man?
Yeah.
You know.
Is he respectful? Does he hold the door for a lady?
Does he have
Would
good
he open
credit?
The door getting to the vehicle? Well, if he has good credit, she probably won't like that either because that means he has to pay more.
Their bar is they have a gas stove.
Yeah.
And to me, if you have a gas stove, I'm like, man, they probably know how to cook then because you can cook good on a gas stove. You can on an electric.
I can cook on that gas stove.
Yeah, right.
I've actually cooked some stuff on the gas stove, and
you have, really?
yeah. I've cooked stuff on the gas stove,
like
but
what?
I'm good
what
at it.
Will?
Oh, I'm real
chicken
good
noodle
at
soup.
It. Chicken noodle soup. Oh, you're trying to bust on me live? No, I think about once every 2 months, sometimes every 3 months, I will make a cheese omelet, right? But I put mushrooms.
Oh,
I
you
put,
do love. He can put, make an omelet.
Oh, my goodness.
That's for sure.
I make a mean omelet. Now, I like it spicy now. So, this really quick before we go to the next one. Do split screen for me here. And so, what I do is I make my omelet and I put onions in it. I put jalapenos in it. I put habanero jalapeno, Mexican habanero jack cheese in it because it's a little spicy. And then I also add habaneros to it. And I also add serranos to it. So all combination of those is just piping spicy hot.
Literally, if you're saying in the same room, you will start choking
it'll make you sneeze.
Sneezing,
and I'm like, oh yeah,
running. It's
this
like,
gonna be so good.
What are you cooking?
This is gonna be so good. And it only happens on a gas stove. I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe
it's the best.
I don't know, but man, I
it
make a mean omelet.
Unlocks the flavor yes. of the food.
Yes, and it's in your skillet is gets seasoned. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? See, I know what I'm doing.
I know what you're talking about.
I know how to cook. I know how to cook. Everybody I'm a man that's not afraid to cook. I'm serious. I'm not afraid to cook.
You're a man not afraid to tell jokes.
I'll make my own bowl of cereal. Okay. We're at that point. Hey, if we had anyone support us, send us any blessings. My producer is going to list that off right now. But if for those of you that are going to join us over on Rumble to see the rest, please do so now. You can see I put the link right there. Rumble.com/Will Johnson/live. And the only reason why I have to do this is because Facebook and YouTube won't allow some free speech. So I like to keep my channel. I like to keep my page. I mean, I really would. So this is the way. This is the only way they force me to get around it.
You do two videos on Facebook a day, though. This isn't your only video.
So other than that, you can go to what you see at the bottom there, www.uaf.media, and just scroll down. It says Watch on Rumble. Watch on Rumble. Right. So it's basically a short link. It takes you to my website. Okay. It's my website. So you can trust it. You go to my website. You can type it in and it will take you to my website and just click on Watch on Rumble. All right. So do we have any blessings? Let's go full screen on that.
So we have four blessings on Facebook. We have Rodney, Donna, Andrea, and Danielle.
I see Kelly.
You see Kelly? Yeah. Oh, and Kelly.
Yep, Kelly.
Yeah, just a few seconds ago.
She just blessed us. She just blessed us.
Yeah, it just popped up. Yep. And
Lori says, nothing beats cooking on an open flame. You are absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
So true.
I don't know what it is. It's just, yeah. And Ruth says, the food does taste better cooked on a gas stove and seasoned cast iron skillet, but I'm afraid of the gas stove. Really? Oh, man, I can't imagine going. It's night and day.
Okay, first of all, that's what they want you to do. They want you to not trust the gas stove. You know how long gas stoves have been around?
What? You know when it's electric?
Longer than electric, right? Look,
let me tell you this. When I used to live in California, we never really had many blackouts. But in Texas, we've had some blackouts. And if I didn't have a gas stove, I wouldn't be able to cook anything.
You know what?
Electric, seriously, they can control. I mean, not that they can't shut off your gas, but it's easier for them to just shut off.
That's true. Here in Texas, it's been survival by gas stove during like the ice storm that we had a few years ago. I mean, if we didn't have our ice storm, we would have been in a real pickle. But because we had the gas, we could cook.
Yeah.
And we had the fireplace.
Yep. Okay, everybody, join us over on Rumble. We're getting ready to shut it down here on Facebook and YouTube.
And remember, if you guys want one of those t-shirts, go to uniteamericafirst.com, use discount code UAF10 to get 10% off of your purchase. You can also go to the donate tab if you prefer to donate in other ways. And we love all of you and we appreciate you. And we are about to switch over. If this is the end for you, thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Yep. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, 7 p.m. Central. Okay. We're getting ready to go over to Rumble as soon as we see these go offline. Are we good?
We're good.
Okay. I see Facebook. And you got YouTube as well?
I do.
All righty then. Let's go to this first one.
Are you ready to Rumble?
I am ready to rumble. Let's get ready to rumble. Okay, let's just hurry up because we're going to run out of time.
Yeah, hurry up. Let's go.
Okay, remember I talked about this young man here the other day, Justice Clarence Thomas. And they're going after him because he is black. But, you know, they try to say that he's...
You ain't black.
Right? They say this about him. But they've been attacking Clarence Thomas here lately like no tomorrow. They've been attacking him the same way the Democrats attacked slaves, free slaves back in the day. They send the Klan after them. And that's exactly what's happening today. They're sending the modern day Klan after Clarence Thomas. It's the same thing. The parties never switch. And it's like so much in our faces. And they act like they don't even see it. So this is an extremely short clip. So we don't need to flip to it by itself. This is an extremely short clip. Listen to what he says, because let's just get to the truth of why they're attacking Justice Clarence Thomas. And I'm so glad that he did this video And I'm so glad that he actually put it out there and said this. I'm really happy he did.
Hey, come on. We know what this is all about. This isn't about what they say it's about. So people should just tell the truth. This is the wrong black guy. He has to be destroyed. Just say it. Then now at least we're honest with each other.
Yeah. At least now we're honest with each other. And I'm so glad he said it. Just come out and say it. There's the wrong type of black guy. It's the same thing with Will Johnson. I'm not the right type of black guy.
You ain't black.
Right? I'm not the right type. The right type is one that doesn't think for themselves. The right type is the one that, you know, want to believe all of the liberal media. The right type of black person. And it's not, you know what? It's not exclusive to black people. Don't get me wrong. The white liberals, they hate white conservatives and Christians as well. They hate you just as much. They really do. Look how they're trying to demonize white people right now in the country. So you're not alone. Black people are not alone. They're doing it to all of us. Now, let's go to this next video. This next video completely shows how they want black people to be, right? This next video, let's put up the next video here. Do split screen for me. Look at this. This was a gentleman that's on the street interviewing, asking him, what do you think, Trump or Biden? Listen to the black person here, and it's actually really good, but this is the type of black person that the left loves.
Trump or Biden?
Biden all the way.
Biden, why?
Because he's for the people, especially I'm black, so he's for black people, and he's Democrat.
So you don't think that Trump is for the black people?
No.
Why?
Because all the things he say in social media, like all the time,
like what?
Like hating on black people, all the like the things that he won't support and whatnot.
Do you have any examples of that?
I can't remember like direct quotes or anything like that off the top of my head.
Listen to this. I can't think of anything right off the top of my head. This is exactly how they want black people to be. Just go along with what we tell you. Don't worry about anything else. Just go along with whatever it is that we tell you.
But he just says a bunch of radical stuff that just shouldn't be said on social media.
Like what?
I can't think of. Okay, let me think. I really can't think right now.
See right there? I really can't think right now. Can you name one thing? Just one thing? I can name several things of Joe Biden. Right? I can name several things, but okay, granted, I have, because I look at this stuff all day, every day. I mean, I can do it, right? But there's still no excuse. If you're going to dislike somebody without knowing anything about them, and you're just going based on what they've been telling you, that is a major problem. That is a major problem. And that's the type of black person that they want. You know what another type of black person that they don't want? Another type of black person that they don't like, the type of black person in the church, what they don't like. Now, they like a lot of these churches, because a lot of these churches go along with Joe Biden, go along with the Democrats, abortion for children. And this is in the church. In the church. And some of these churches have adopted this whole transgender pits from hell nonsense. The church has. You can't tell me that we're not living in the last days, because we're all seeing it. At least I am. You may not see it, and you may not want to see it. And that's fine. I'm not going to force you to see something you don't want to see that's happening right in front of us. But look at this young man here in the church actually talking about it. And you know what's happening? Shannon and I, we were talking about this other day. And we played a video with this lady in California. I think it was California, where her daughter was transitioned to a male, and she was upset because the school did it without her acknowledgement. Not that she's upset that of the LMNOP community coming into the school, and she says she supports that. She was just upset that she wasn't involved in the transition. What? Soon as you crack open the door a little bit, it could just be just a hair. Satan would kick open the door and let all the crap in. Because you remember, when the sodomites were asking for same-sex marriage, they were okay with saying, look, we just want to be married, and whatever it is we do in the bedroom is no one's business anyways. That opened the door. And Obama kicked it wide open, using the Supreme Court at the time. Listen to this pastor. He lays it down.
The LGBTQ agenda said that they only wanted to do what they wanted to do in their bedroom, and what they did in their bedroom was their business, and it has nothing to do with anybody. to now bringing the drag queens into the school system, to now trying to commandeer bathrooms, to now having the pornographic material in the schools. If we keep giving space and giving way, we'll turn around and we'll see that we have a larger population of people who are more and more confused. The Bible says in Luke 17:2 that it's better for a man to have a millstone tied around his neck and to be thrown into the sea than for someone to do harm to a child.
You hear that? To do harm to a child.
Who is going to speak up for our children?
Who's going to speak up for our children? Who's going to speak up for our children? Many people are. And you know what? They attack people for speaking up for the children, for wanting to protect the children. They're getting angry about it. How dare you? You have some states shouldn't have to do it to say, you know what? We're not going to medically castrate children. We're not going to do it. And you get sick individuals upset because they're not trying to put kids on puberty blockers. What? What? Make it make sense. We're talking about the year 2023 and they're trying to medically castrate children because a sick, perverted adult feels a certain way. And they convince the child, oh, you're a girl now. Don't you feel like a girl? Do you want to put on this dress? Do you want to play with this doll? And it's and then you have the sick adults. They put a truck out there and they put out a doll, and the kid probably pick up either both of them at some point. When I was a kid, when I was a kid, I picked up a doll. I like women. I picked up a doll. Hello, brown, brown cow. I'm kidding, but I played with trucks. I played with little army men.
You need to stop.
You know, I mean, it's the point. Kids play with stuff when they're just kids. And it does, just because a young boy picks up a doll doesn't mean all of a sudden he wants to be put on a dress and a tutu. There's a sick individual right now saying that if you eat vegetables, green vegetables, that means you want to be trans.
I'm not sure what state it is.
Did you see that? Did you see that one?
That if you what?
If you eat green vegetables, that means you want to be trans, because not the typical kid wants to eat green vegetables. So because this kid wants to eat green vegetables must mean that he wants to be trans. What? You didn't hear that one?
What?
Yeah, you're like, what? I think you I have it.
Here's the problem. It's so stupid that you would sit there and you go, that's not even common sense. Who would say such a thing? But there is another thing that I read earlier today, I wish I would have gotten it now, but it was one of the states on the East Coast that now if your child picks up a doll or something at age 2, 3, or 4, that they can start considering that baby identifies, if it's a girl doll as a girl, if it's a boy toy, a boy, and they can start transitioning them as early as 2, 3, or 4. And I'm sitting there going,
but see,
what?
That's exactly what I was saying.
Right, like you would sit there and go, that's not even true, right? Because it's so stupid.
It is. I was a kid and I have two sisters. One of my sisters is around close to my age, and she would want me to play dolls with her. And she had a Ken doll, and I said, well, I got to be Ken. And she said, okay, as long as I played, right? But just because I played with the dolls don't mean I wanted to be a girl. No, not at all. See, children, they're innocent from all this perversion. It's sick adults that introduce this perversion. Kids don't come out and mommy, God screwed up. I'm a man in a girl's body. Or God, you screwed me up. I don't feel like I'm a boy. I feel like I'm a girl. But someone planted that in their mind to even think about that. Children don't even think about that crap. They're innocent to all of it. They're taking away the innocence from the children. Do you understand what I'm telling you? They're literally taking away the innocence. If they can't kill the innocent, they'll take their innocence away. You understand that? Let me repeat that. If they can't kill the innocent, the most innocent of us all, they'll take their innocence away and pervert them by perverting them. That's what's happening. Tell me, prove me I'm wrong.
Let me tell you something.
Let me look at the comments here. We're on Rumble right now. Prove me wrong. I want y'all to tell me, say, Will, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Nobody's going to say that. You're on the wrong channel.
I mean, come on. Yeah, I know. There might be a troll on here.
There's not a troll on Rumble.
There might be one troll
Will
on here.
Will is
there
the most hopeful one. For trolls. It's ridiculous.
You know, I feed the trolls. Feed the trolls the truth.
But
then
you know
hopefully
what?
They'll blossom out and they'll come out of that rotten crap cocoon that they're in and into something else.
The devil tried to kill Moses. He tried to kill Jesus, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, you're going to use my analogy?
The Sodom and Gomorrah uh-huh. has happened. I mean, all these things have happened. Uh-huh. And just like that scripture that preacher just put off about the milestone, uh-huh. you know what? All of that, especially that scripture, is for days like or times like now.
Yeah,
we're seeing
Noah's time and Sodom and Gomorrah wrapped in this at the same
And they're period. Not only misguiding the kids with abortion, LGBT, they're misguiding them with gun control, they're misguiding them with their rights, like First Amendment rights. I mean, they're deceiving them in so many ways. And you know what, Will? It was really sad because we have a local Facebook page and something happened today and people started getting on there and chiming in on how many young people are taking their lives.
This is
locally.
Really?
And I'm sitting here going,
wow.
How many people? What? I mean, that's because of what we're doing to this generation.
Yeah, that's sickening. Hey, let me say this real quick. If you're on Rumble and you haven't created a free account, go ahead and create your free account so you can hit the thumbs up. We're at 92 thumbs up right now on this Rumble video, on this video. And it's called Rumble This Video. When I say let's Rumble this video, that means hit the thumbs up and hit the share button and post it on True Social, Getter, Twitter, Facebook, wherever you have a social media account, please.
Email.
Email it, text it to somebody. Do that. But let me show you how the left is responding. Okay, this is how they respond to
turn the volume down
to adults trying to help out children. Okay, so think about it. Think about what I'm telling you. I'm gonna say it one more time. You have adults trying to help children, and this is how the left is reacting. Let's do split screen here. This is how the left is reacting to adults that care about children trying to protect children. This is how they react.
Imagine that. I hate this. I hate what you've done to us. I hate what you're doing to us. I hate you, Board of Supervisors. I hate you, London Breed. I hate you, Jenkins.
I mean, it's really not funny.
That's how you get your message across. Is. That's how you get your message across.
And the thing is she doesn't even know.
It's a demonic spirit.
Right. I mean, she's sitting there going, I hate what you've done to us. She really doesn't even, or he or whatever, doesn't even really realize.
I think that's a female, right? I think that's a woman trying to be a male. I think that's what that is. Something like that. Talking about the mental illness. Okay, let me share something else with you. Talking about mental illness. Let me put it this way. Y'all see my t-shirt, right? Jesus Saves. What if I had a t-shirt on it saying that children cannot consent to puberty blockers? Right? They're wanting to put children on puberty blockers or even change their sex the age of two. Starting at the age of two, they're wanting to castrate children. And they have this whole idea, like, you know how when boys are born and they circumcise boys at an early age and then males grow older and they don't remember being circumcised. So now the whole idea they're thinking is at the age of two, if they can cut off the genitals altogether of a male and give him a fake, fake vagina, that he'll get older and he'll just be, you know, a female. But what happens when he wants to get pregnant and finds out that he can't get, and he goes to the doctor and the doctor said, I'm sorry, but you don't have any ovaries. He's going to go, what do you mean I don't have any ovaries? He said, but I have a vagina. You don't have any ovaries. You're not an actual female. You're a male. So they're going to do, and they said, your parents did this to you at the age of 2. Can you imagine what trauma that child, that person is going to go through when they find out? My goodness. That's why there's not enough millstones on the planet for these people. Now, this next one I want to share with you is a guy, I think he's out of Canada, but he's been like traveling around. And I think this was in Portland at a university, if I'm not mistaken. And I do apologize for the enhanced language in here. I do apologize for it. So please forgive me for not bleeping it out. If you want to be angry about it, you can be angry at me. That's fine. I take full responsibility. But this gentleman is wearing a sign that says children cannot consent to, you know, basically being castrated with these puberty blockers. And they react. When everyone should be saying, yeah, and you know what? No, they can't. They shouldn't be doing it. Wow.
And we're back. Hey, you guys.
Hold on. So right here. The guy right there on the bike tried to take his cell phone, and then he ends up throwing his cell phone, and the guy grabs him, but they're all upset with him because the guy, the bald-headed guy with the eyeglasses on, I think he go by Billboard Chris, something like that. He has a billboard on there saying no puberty blockers. So they're angry with him and they're trying to shut him down, and they don't want him out there saying no puberty blockers for children. This is a man that's on the bike trying to act like a female. And doing a very terrible job.
Where's the phone? All right. Hey.
Fuck up.
All right.
And that's it there. So I thought we had the other clip of this. Was that not the one? There was another one that actually had, I think this is it here. Yeah, this is it here. Let's play this one here. Look at this one. This is the one I want y'all to see. What I was apologizing, did all the apologies for the enhanced language. Here, let's just go ahead and play it here. Let's just play it here. Just bring it on. Bring it up. Split screen for me.
Is a fucking idiot. You.
Do you want to have a
conversation? No, I don't want to talk to you. I want you to fucking leave.
Okay.
Nobody's impressed. You guys fucking suck so bad.
Okay.
You are the dumbest motherfucker I've ever seen in my life.
Should we be in that conversation?
No. My man. See, you should talk to this guy. You should have a conversation with this guy. No, you should shut the fuck up. You should move to a cave and die. Because you're an idiot. This is a place of learning, and you're a stupid motherfucker.
Okay.
You should listen here and not talk.
What's stupid about my position?
Everything.
Like what?
You're an ignorant, hateful little shit. I don't know.
I mean, listen, he's asking him, what's wrong with my sign? There's nothing wrong with his sign. How is this not the spirit of the Antichrist? This dude is angry with him because the guy right here doesn't want children on puberty blockers, don't want them castrated, want them to grow up and have normal lives. But the other dude is angry with him because he has a sign suggesting that. What is happening to our society? This is Sodom and Gomorrah, just like it was in the days of Noah. Lot and Noah, all over again. All over again. And again, I apologize for the language.
Why are you so insulted?
Tell me one thing.
I'll tell you 10,000 things. Hey, you suck. Here. Fuck you. Hey, yeah, that's two right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But about the position.
Your position is you're a fucking idiot. My position is I give a shit about everything.
Oh, he gives a beep about children. Right? I give a beep about society. Is this a society we want where they're castrating children? The whole point of me even talking about this should be highly disturbing. Really. The whole point of me talking about this disturbs me. Shouldn't even be talking about it. But yet here we are. Okay, let me do this. Let me tell you about our sponsor, because this is something that I've been really, really excited about. And because, you know, I'm always looking at something that's always America. Always America. My website, Unite America First, right? And I'm like, man, we need to get away from all these woke companies. Well, there's an answer for it. And I encourage everyone, check it out. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Mammoth Nation. Mammoth Nation is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. What better way to stop supporting woke companies? And you know these woke companies are out there. What better way to stop supporting woke companies and to support businesses that support America and its people? Come on. Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned and American-operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. Now, that is phenomenal. You know the left is not going to like it. Just to name a few items that you can take advantage of on their website: hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, and of course, gun accessories. You're going to need some of those here in a short time, sad to say, and much, much more. Visit mammothnation.com and use promo code WILL to get a 30% discount on your membership today. Or I made it simple. You can go down in the link of this video right here on Rumble and click on mammothnation.com. Don't forget to use that promo code WILL. Get that 30% discount. I mean, they got so much on there, and it's growing, and it's growing. Conservative-based businesses. Yes, it's so nice.
Your savings just from one purchase is the membership for the year. So
yeah, I mean, it comes right back to you. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for being with us. Hey, if you want to go to my website, you like the t-shirt, right? Jesus Saves, just real simple, straightforward, to the point. Go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. Use promo code LFA10. LFA10 to get 10% off if you do it. And you're supporting my organization. You're supporting what's doing here. If you like the content, you like what I'm doing, help me to continue engage in this fight, this spiritual battle. I need your support to do it. I want God's people. I need God's people to help me do this. I'm not expecting the others to do it. Of course not. And I just pray that God puts it on your heart to help me. Thank you, everybody, once again. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will, or
Unite1.
Unite1. Unite1. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite1. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1. Stressed out, can't sleep, body aches, low energy, constipation, Amare products can help. This company combines ancient natural wisdom with modern day scientific innovations to develop all natural mental wellness products that support vigor, happiness, stress resilience, mental performance, and whole body wellness. For years, studies have shown all illness begins in the gut. including heart issues, diabetes, stress, insomnia, ADHD, and hormonal imbalance. Amari is 100% organic and made in the USA. Among other kits, they have Energy Pack, Foundation Kit, the Mental Wellness Kit. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/wellness. Once again, uniteamericafirst.com/wellness. Start feeling better with Amari.